Free Your Mind with Moose Girl and Grimnir every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on RealLibertyMedia.com. Groovy. All right. Welcome, folks, to the Free Your Mind Show. I did a new little opening bit there.
You're so terrifying now.
I don't want to scare the people off, you know. Anyway, welcome. This is the Free Your Mind Show with Moose Girl and myself, Grimna. It is Thursday here, March 25th, 2021. And we're live on RealLibertyMedia.com and on RLM Radio. .xyz. So, surf's up, dudes!
Hang ten, man!
Alright, this is episode 4 of the Free Your Mind Show. And the title of this episode is The Statist Mind Trap.
Right.
Got that, you statists out there? Okay. To start off with here, there's a lot of people out there that are statists that call people statists. And the reason they do that is they don't view themselves as statists because they think it's only the other party that are statists. If it's the Republicans, they think all the Democrats are statists while they don't see all the things they do as being statists. When in fact they, of course, all are. Ain't none of them out there about ending the state. Ain't none of them out there about individual liberty, individual freedom, or individuality whatsoever. They want you to all be part of several groups, whatever those groups may be, whether it's male, female, age-related, race-related, party-related, all kinds of different things they group you into it's a collectivist mindset they use. But whichever it is, they want to control the ones that they are not necessarily in favor of, or they don't admit to being in favor of. But they are all statists. Anyone that's a voter, you're a statist. Because you are supporting the state by casting that ballot and saying, I want this new person to be in charge of all these other people, or I want this new set of rules, which they call laws, which of course they're not laws, but that doesn't matter. But they say, I think they, who was it I heard? I heard some guy on the radio. I forget who he was, but, he said, and I think it was Florida. I forget which state it was. Anyway, some state, might have been Virginia, just reinstated the death penalty. And he was all so happy about that. Boy, he was beaming. He said, wow, we got the death penalty back. And it's just, okay, buddy. Or would they talk about, you know, we got to go after this country or that country because they're doing something that looks like it could potentially be a threat to this guy, you know, to us in some way or another, regardless of how esoteric the threat may be, existential. Hey, we talked about that, didn't we? regardless of how existential the threat is, they say, well, that's a threat. Or if you're out there, you know, on the various social media sites and you're actually like telling the truth as you see it, because you know the truth, that's a very subjective thing. Regardless, people say no, there's only one truth. No, there's not. but they see if you're out there saying that my candidate's a great guy and he's doing the great thing. Well, first off, he's not a great guy, and he's not doing a great thing. So all these various people are statists, but they don't see it, they don't admit to it, they don't realize it in most cases. And it could be the way that they've seen the word used or interpreted. The fact of the matter is very simple. If you support the state in some manner, if you're backing the blue, or you're supporting the troops, or you're all for, you know, universal health care, or whatever the case may be, you are indeed a statist at that point. So what say you, Miss Moose?
Well, some of it you can't avoid.
Some of it you can't avoid. I mean,
you can't avoid it because you live here, and even if you don't agree with any of the politics, and you are not a statist, you still have to play the game a little bit.
Right. But that's playing the game. That's with doing it with the understanding that what you're doing, although is within the rules, the guidelines, the what they call laws. That doesn't mean that you agree with it and you support it. Most of the time, and what I've seen you talking about it, you are dead set against whatever those things are that you have to do, like having a driver's license, getting registration for your vehicle, having you know, taxes that you gotta file.
Right. So you can't. I hear what you're saying, Grim. It, part of it's a mindset.
Well, I think it's all a mindset, really. And just because you...
As far as to a non-statist, you know, it's a mindset thing. Because you can't... to sit there and go, well, I'm anti-statist, but I do these things because I have to. You know what I mean? Keep them off to stay out of their system as much as I can. I mean, if I, for instance, decided to drive around with no license plates on my car, right?
Right.
You know how often I would get pulled over?
Every day. All the time.
I would get pulled over twice a day, probably.
Well,
you know?
You'd get pulled over once, maybe, and then they'd impound your car.
Right, or something. they give you a warning. Well, go get new plates. And then if I kept offending, then I'd end up in court or whatever.
Right.
But what they would do with my case is use me as an example.
Maybe.
If I tried to go against the DMV, go against the whole principle of license plates,
sure.
Which I think is totally asinine.
Right.
They would use me as an example. I wouldn't bring down the DMV.
No, you would not.
Because they would just say, well, you didn't follow the rules, and you're supposed to have a license plate, and, you know, see ya.
Exactly. You know? And there's things that if you're going, well, you know, Rob Works being the exception, but there are things you have to do in order to avoid the harassment from the jackbooted thugs of the state.
Right.
And those are the things that I will do, not because I agree with that or I, like the state in any manner, but because I don't want to have these assholes pulled over, pointing guns in my face, and they will do that even if they don't come up directly and start pointing the gun at your face. They're gonna have their they're gonna have their hand on the frickin' gun, and if you make one what they would consider a false move or anything that may look, you know, a little sketchy to them, they'll pull that gun right out. So I don't want that. I don't want to have guns pointed at my face.
I don't want confrontation.
I don't want to have any communication with him at all.
Right.
So
try to avoid that as much as you can in dealing with these jackboots.
Right. That is the case. But I am, you know, not supporting them in any way. I do pay their property taxes on my property.
Yep.
Because I don't want them to come and steal my house from me, which they will do. Or if they don't directly come and do it, what they'll do is they'll put a lien against your house, and it'll be sold at a lien sale. And I have no interest in that happening to me either. So, so just because you do certain things, as minimal as they may be, and mm-hmm. mine are very minimal, that does not mean that you're a statist. However, if you say, well, you got to do this because this is the law, see, that's where you cross over into the other zone right there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're saying that what they have told you, and you have to do it because of that. No, you have to do it so that you're not harassed, and so that you're not threatened, and that you're not stolen from. That's the reason you have to do it, because they will do that against you. And like I said, Rob doesn't do any of these things. He doesn't have a driver's license, and I don't know if his car is his car, if it's registered to his girlfriend. Either way, there are ways around it. Like Beth up there, she just pretty much got rid of the car. So she didn't have to deal with that portion of it.
Right.
which that's another way that you could do. But that wasn't really so much of where I was going with all this today. It was pretty much the people out there that hear the government say this is the way it has to be. This is the way we want to do things. And supporting those actions against the people, which they see as a good thing because it's their side of the phony political nonsense on that. And you see it every day, and you see it here, right here in Real Liberty Media Chat, that, people talking about some things, and it's not everybody, of course, just a few, but it still comes out that way. And the reason they think that way
mm-hmm.
is our title, our show topic for today, the Statist Mind Trap. And you are brainwashed from birth, maybe before birth. I don't know how much the preborn hear what's going on outside or how much they comprehend from that, but it could be going back that far. But as soon as you're born, then they stamp that document called a birth certificate and pretty much hand over title of you to the state, and whatever name gets written down on that little piece of paper, that's your name, your legal name. Which is actually the title of a security under your name, but we don't necessarily need to go down that road here today. We can save that whole thing for another episode down the road somewhere. then your parents, of course, they were brainwashed all their life, and their parents were, and such so much before them. It's generational, of course, a generation after generation. You've been taught all these various things. Then you go into the public school, at least most people do, not everybody, of course, but they go into the public schools, whether and probably in preschool. I don't know. I never went to preschool when I was a child. I don't even know if there was preschool back then. But at least kindergarten, you get into kindergarten, they start teaching you the Pledge of Allegiance, and so they're making you, without you having any understanding of what you're saying, you're pledging allegiance to a piece of cloth, and you don't know why. You don't know. How do you set a mind trap? Well, somebody in here put the quote in here earlier about if you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes the truth. And that was a Joseph Goebbels quote, by the way. How do you set a mind trap? Repetition. Bang, bang, bang. You keep on banging that nonsense into their head, and then
lies and repetition.
And they eventually believe it. They eventually think it's true. they don't see any other way. I mean, this is just the way it is. This is the way it's always been done. This is, if you're proud to be an American, which I think even a lot of the non-statists will say they are, and to a question that I ask, why? What makes you, what did you have to do with that? You happen to have been born on this chunk of dirt, and instead of some other chunk of dirt. If you were born in Mexico, would you say, I'm proud to be a Mexican? Probably so, because they do the same thing there as they do here in the USA.
Right.
If you're Canadian or Guatemalan or who knows where, wherever, Danish. sorry to throw you there. Well, everything we've been talking about, Flash, so far is kind of examples of a mind trap. But basically, it's everything that comes out of the propagandists and the government that are trying to make sure that you stay on this straight and narrow path towards being a good citizen. A good citizen's a great mind trap.
Right.
Or just like they try and get you into being a military person by saying you should have a sense of duty to go out and defend freedom. Which, of course, if you look at any of the wars going on that have gone on and throughout my entire lifetime anyway, which would cover, I guess, maybe the end of Korean War. I think that ended early 60s, might have been late 50s. But Vietnam and all these Iraqi and Iranian, well, they haven't actually fought Iran yet, but not directly.
Right.
Syria or all the other places. I mean, they're fighting in all kinds of countries at this point in time. Somalia, fighting, I say. They're conquering. But they're telling you you should have a sense of duty and that these soldiers are out there fighting for your freedom, which, of course, they're not fighting for your freedom. They're fighting for the corporations, which are direct connections to the banksters, that the same ones that own all of your various government people. And tell them what they can and cannot do, should and should not do. And so when you hear somebody like this Biden asshole out there talking today, say all these things he's going to do, if he actually does any of the things he says, which...
I couldn't understand him.
Well, that's another topic.
He was making absolutely no sense.
That's another thing. But
a train wreck. It's an embarrassment, Graham. It's true. It was embarrassing.
All right. Well, I don't watch. Yeah. Anyway, but any of his threats, promises, whatever you want to call them, that he says he's going
to
do.
He don't know what the hell he's saying. He had to read notes, dude. He's not making any decisions at all.
Yeah,
well, the only thing he did was sell us out to frickin' China. Him and his frickin' creepy pedo crackhead kid.
Yeah.
And he basically said as much today. I mean, the way he said the president of China's name, it's like the man can speak better Mandarin than he can English, okay? Seriously, it was laughable, dude. People have been posting some clips from it, but... It's seriously, truly the worst thing I've ever seen from a politician.
He's fluent in gibberish.
That is true. Yes.
But anyway, I mean, these are all mind traps. Okay, take this one little two-word phrase, for example.
Yeah.
My taxes. They're not your taxes. You didn't say, hey, I want to be taxed. I want you to take this much money from me. So when people say, I got to pay my taxes, they're not your freaking taxes. They are the taxes pushed upon you. They are their taxes. It's not your taxes. So that one little thing. that's a huge mind trap right there. And that is the kind of thing that, I mean, it seems so subtle and so unimportant of the way that it's phrased. Just like when the United States is at war with some other country, and people will refer to that as, we are at war. No, we are not.
Right.
These are mind traps. These are little things to get you to take some ownership of what the government is doing.
They don't ask you your opinion on it.
And they wouldn't care if you gave it to them.
No, they wouldn't.
Unless you went out.
Do whatever the hell they want to do.
Unless you went out there on the street corner and started making a big noise, then they would care because they don't want you out there making a big noise. They don't care if you sit in your home like I do and write angry letters to the government under a dim bulb, which of course I don't do that, but just saying, you know, your typical tinfoil hatter would do, and I am a tinfoil hatter, but fairly not typical. So these are little mind traps that they lock you into, but it goes on to other things. I mean, it's not just, of course, government. It's when you're talking about your sports ball teams, you know. And I was sucked into that for a long time, you know, because when I was talking about the Chargers, I was a big old Charger NFL fan down there in San Diego. What's that saying? I bleed blue and gold. Of course, which I didn't, you know, but,
No.
And so they say, oh, we lost today. No, we didn't. They did.
Yeah.
And you're giving them all kinds of money so that you can buy their gear and go to their games and watch them on the television show, and you think you're somehow part of them, and you're not. They don't know you. They don't care about you. They're glad that you're watching, and because that increases their ratings, which increases their pay, and increases the NFL corporation's money. And so when you go out and buy the NFL gear, which, of course, all their gear has to be officially licensed, which triples the price of whatever.
Yep.
But these are mind traps. Yeah, these are the kind of things that they do, the trickery of that. Now, maybe when you're in one of these public indoctrination centers called public schools, then maybe you can take a little ownership of the classroom that you're in and say, my class, which, of course, it's not your class. It's just a class you're attending, but you are participating in it. You're part of it. So at that point, you know, okay, great. Or if you're playing on the, you know, whatever sports team at your school, you're part of that. And you have some pride and ownership of that. So I can see that. Anyway, these kind of things. But mostly what I'm talking about is people that are so entrapped into it that they will defend to the death if necessary, some of them, the words coming out of the state. They will want to do you physical damage if you disagree with what the state is saying has to be done. Take, for example, all the Karens out there believing the word of the authorita that masks work, that 6 feet distance work, that staying locked in your homes and not going to a job that you no longer have because they shut down everything. They believe the state's looking out for me. The state cares about me. Right, and Flash is asking now about the life-saving vaccine. Of course that's a mind trap, because, as has been pointed out here many times by my lovely co-host here, it's not a vaccine.
No, it is not.
And it wasn't a virus. So,
no, it was not.
And they had,
it wasn't this novel coronavirus, they called it.
Right.
It wasn't.
And there's no test. They never isolated the virus. So these are all little mind traps, getting you sucked in to believing through fear, mostly through fear. And fear is a huge motivator. And that's what's driven most of these people. So this vaccine, the so-called vaccine, which is a DNA-altering substance that they pump into your veins, which they probably do actually know the long-term effects of. Of course,
they probably do, but they're
and those are
not
the,
letting you know that right now.
No, because those are the desired effects they have.
Right,
and
a lot
of it will be sterilization of the people. I have no evidence.
Or worse. I mean, I think it's more than one.
I was just starting with that one because I think that's the biggest one. Again, I have no evidence. I have no proof.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can't check me out on Snopes.
Bad site anyway.
Oh, I know it's a horrible site. Snopes is another mind trap. Because people will say, "Oh, let me check Snopes and see if you're right." It's like do you even know what you're checking? Do you believe these quote fact checkers unquote? It's insane. But that's where it goes. And now it's even worse. They got so many of these different fact checkers that are out there and these various social media websites. Say, "Oh, look, we checked over here with these fact checkers, and they say you're wrong, so you're out of here." Or at least your post is out of here, depending on, how deeply they want to go with it. And they do, I guess, now on Twitter, like they do on YouTube, they'll, give you strikes. Like, "Oh, you said this thing that we don't agree with here, so that's one strike. And if you do another strike within X period of time, we'll give you another strike and a third strike, okay, and you're out." And of course, they want to get you to behave in a manner that is consistent with the globalist agenda at that point, which is really, if you're looking at people at the state, you need to look at the globalists because they're the ones controlling the show. But locally and here, in this chat or in your family or your friends, mm-hmm. your work, wherever.
Oh, they create problems, dude.
Oh, because
they create problems in the family.
Because just they bought saying. It. They've bought it all.
Right. And if you aren't doing that, well, then you're the odd one out. You're the crazy one. You're the psycho or whatever word they have for you.
And I've always been that. I've always been that one. I've always been the crazy one. The one that didn't buy into everything as it was being spewed out. No Cracker Jack. No Cracker Jack for you, Vinny.
Darn it.
I don't. Anyway.
No, I think he deserves Cracker Jack. He's got a bum foot again.
Oh, well. He's got diabetes and you don't need a Cracker Jack.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sucks to be you, Vinny. I'm just kidding. Anyway, it's, the stimulus money caused me problems, the shot or the lack of me getting it has caused a problem.
Right.
My attitude toward this whole thing has been a problem. I could go on and on, but it sucks being the pariah, dude. Are you there?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I'm
okay.
Just.
And I know you don't. Everyone's, got a different relationship with their family or whatever, but it just. It's like, for one thing, I feel that it's nobody's business to tell me to get the shot or ask me if I've gotten the shot.
Right.
Okay? It should be no one's business but mine. Okay?
Hopefully. Right.
Because. And this is where, if you want to be looked upon as being some kind of freaking hero and you want to post a friend of mine posted his vax card with his name and date of birth on it on Facebook.
Idiot.
Dumb. Why would you post something with your name and birth date on it on
please,
social media?
Please steal my identity.
But then you have other people going, I got my first shot today. I feel so much better now. I'm halfway there. Like, look at me. I'm great. You know, I did this thing that I was lied to about, and I don't even know, you know, anything about it, but they said to do it because it would help everybody and save the fucking planet.
Right.
It's like, oh, look at me. I got the shot today.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, dumbass.
That's called virtue signaling.
No kidding.
Yeah, you know, I think most of them actually do believe that they are helping society by getting these.
They do.
Yeah.
They're doing their part. We're all in this together.
Which, of course, they're
please
not.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
Seriously, you people, you're way too gullible. And trusting of the government, okay? Not the people here in the chat. But anyone out there that's hearing this that still hangs on every word that the government says, you're an ignorant fool.
Yes.
You're letting you're trusting people that are not trustworthy. History should tell you that, okay? You're trusting people that are known liars, known scam artists. They don't care about you. That's one of the worst things they do is act like they give a shit about you. They don't.
They absolutely don't.
They do not give a crap about you.
Not in the slightest.
And government really, as a whole, is a thing. Okay? Government can't care about you. Right?
No, that can't, right. It's just
the people that are in the government will say they give a crap about you, but they don't.
Yeah. You just watch their actions instead of listening to their words, and
right.
you will see.
Speak louder than words.
Okay, recently here in New Mexico, they had their mm-hmm. legislative session, and one of the bills that came up, because here in New Mexico is one of a few states that tax mm-hmm. people's Social Security. Right?
Okay.
So this is how the government cares about you. There was a bill there to eliminate that tax on Social Security because it's harming the old folks. Not only that, but it also makes New Mexico one of the least best places to retire because this, you know, this socialist security stuff, or socialist insecurity, as the case may be,
right.
Is taxed. So one of the people put in a bill there, and said, all right, we want to eliminate this tax on Social Security because we're harming these poor old people.
By the way, they don't care about old people either.
No.
They don't care about anybody, no matter what age you are.
But that was soundly rejected.
Okay, good.
Here,
I guess.
No, not good. Not good.
Okay.
No, I mean, why?
I must have heard wrong.
Yeah, no, because they're continuing the tax on Social Security.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, they will not relent on that because to them that's a big moneymaker for the state, and they're more interested in what they can get and give to their friends taken from you than they.
And what are they planning? What are they saying they're gonna? Why do they need to do this? What are they saying they're gonna do with this money that they're gonna steal?
It just goes into the general fund and then.
And what is that for?
For all of their little pet projects that they do. All of their wastes of money. Okay. they built this little train some years ago, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, between Albuquerque and Santa Fe. And it
mm-hmm.
cost billions upon billions of dollars. They never asked people, hey, would you be interested in riding a train
mm-hmm.
between Albuquerque and Santa Fe? They never asked people. There was never a survey of the folk whether or not this would be.
No, they don't ask.
They
don't care what your opinion is.
A good idea, but that they had the idea to put this thing in, so they did, and it has never been profitable once. So it's continually subsidized. So that's one of the type of things that they do.
Right.
Then they wanted to put in I think trolleys, and then that got kind of, nah, we don't want to do that. So they said, all right, well, we're going to do electric buses. And this is just within the city of Albuquerque, because they're really the worst of any of the cities. And there's, you know, of course, the big, big population center here in New Mexico.
Right.
And they I forget what they called it, rapid ride or some kind of nonsense.
Okay.
But it's a freaking bus line. So what they...
Right.
So they say, all right, we're going to do this, and we're going to steal all your money to do it. And not only that, but this construction is going to go through most of downtown Albuquerque. So we're going to shut down all these roads, which means all the businesses, all the businesses on that road, on those roads will have no business for as long as this construction takes. And
right.
we're going to say it's going to take a year, but it's really going to take like 3 years.
Yeah.
And then we're going to buy all these buses from this one company. Oh, sorry, all them buses were no good. They didn't work.
God.
So we still had to pay for X portion of them, you know, whatever that was.
We didn't know they were going to be pieces of shit.
But instead of giving up on those, we're going to switch over to this other company. Okay, they're not electric buses, so we're not going green on these. But it's a biodiesel or some kind of crap. Instead of just putting a bus lane on the right side of the road where it might possibly make sense, no, they put it on both sides of the center lanes of the main roads going through there. So they not only screwed all these businesses, a lot of them had to close down because they didn't have customers for so long. This was all prior to the Corona shutdown. But now people, if you're driving along and you got to make a left turn, you got to get into that bus lane, they'll give you a ticket for being in that lane.
Oh, yeah, man.
So they do all the scooters. I didn't even mention the scooters. Boy.
Oh, yeah.
They,
I know what you're talking about. A lot of cities are doing that, too.
They wanted these electric scooters, boy.
They're doing it in all the cities, Grim.
It's crazy because nobody's riding them. And the people that do ride them, a lot of them steal them.
I know.
What are they doing with our stolen money? That's what they do.
Right.
Stuff that nobody wanted, nobody asked for, except some salesman snuck in and talked to some councilmen there in the city, said, hey, how would you like to get your name to go down in history as a great person that did something good for the city? Here's what I got for you. And they'll push it through. And that'll be millions and billions of dollars that goes to some wasted piece of nonsense that will never be.
Right.
Yeah, that will continue to cost more money every year because it's just that kind of boondoggle.
Oh, God. Normally I don't watch the speeches. Normally I don't do that to myself, right?
Right.
But I seriously watched that today, Biden speaking. It was his first formal press conference, since he's taken office.
Okay.
It was beyond terrible, and it pissed me off.
Why?
Let him affect me like that. Because he's such a liar.
Of course.
And he could hardly speak. And the one reporter asked him a question about gun control, and he starts talking about the infrastructure. It's like he got lost in his notes. He was constantly looking down at the podium. He was reading something. And
right.
I think there was even an earpiece in his fucking ear. And the man, he has dementia. There's no doubt, dude.
There is no doubt.
Just kept rambling, and I was just like, what the hell is this? And it was beyond... It was pathetic, Grim. It was like the worst thing I've ever seen any politician do.
Right. Okay, let me...
Saw some of the clips, didn't you?
I just saw that one that where he was stumbling over all his words.
It was that the whole way.
Okay, well, I watched whatever it was, 30 seconds, and it was like, wow.
You didn't... I mean, I couldn't stop watching. It was like a freaking train wreck.
Yeah, I understand. I can't watch that.
Then the questions he had ahead of time, when the reporters asked the questions, they spoke really slowly, and he would lose his place. You could tell he was trying to follow some kind of thing on the desk there. And
right.
It's just like, oh my God.
Yeah, he was always looking down at the podium when I saw him. So.
Yeah. But like I said, I got almost mad at myself for letting that affect me that way. But
yeah,
I mean,
you know what he is.
The reporters in the room, everyone in that room, and everyone—I don't know about people watching, but the people in that room,
right?
They all had masks on or whatever.
Yeah.
But Joe didn't. But their mouths had to be wide open the whole fucking time. Like, is this guy for fucking real? Like, seriously, it was that bad.
The kind of thing where the questions are all pre-vetted.
Yep, that's what they did. They had certain questions. Yep.
And the answers all pre-written.
But I don't know if it was all that way because he did go off the script, if you want to call it that.
Okay.
Because they kept peppering him with this border issue. And he really screwed that up. He screwed the pooch big time on that topic. I mean, he was just rambling and just saying weird stuff, blaming Trump for it. And he said some weird stuff to reporters. Like, and then he was talking. All of a sudden, he just stops. He goes, anyway. And we're all like, I was just like, what?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, totally forgot what
it was. It was bad, dude.
That was...
I wouldn't talk about it, but it was just happened today, and I got a reaction, and I just started yelling at my computer, and I'm like, you are lying. And then when he said, like I said, it sounded like when he said the Chinese president's name, he could perfect Mandarin all of a sudden. It's like, why don't you try doing your speeches in Mandarin next time, Joe? But I was like, Joe, you sold this country, you and your son, your piece of shit son sold this country out to frickin' China, dude.
Right.
And he's sitting there saying, well, this or that. Then he was talking about North Korea because they shot off two missiles today or something.
Over the weekend.
Well, yeah, okay. Recently, yeah, I didn't know when exactly it was. But anyway, he's like, well, we'll act accordingly.
Which means nothing.
And then he said something about the reporter that, answering a question about the reporters being shown the facilities down there on the border. Well, to be clear, I don't know. To be clear. It's like, to be clear, you don't know. Okay.
Well, you're clear.
It's a big mess down there, dude. It's a huge problem right now.
Well.
And you know what I mean? And they don't know what to do about it.
No.
They're not ready for this. Then he's saying, well, they came here because they think I'm a great guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
It was really cringy. It was really bad. Yeah. It was terrible. I was like dumbfounded.
Yeah, I imagine you were. I only watched that one little clip, but that was plenty.
They're all over Twitter. He's getting roasted, dude.
Yeah, well,
he is getting freaking roasted.
He won't be around. He won't be around long. He won't be around long.
No, he won't. There's no way.
But anyway,
maybe they did this today just to like go see. He's got to go.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
You know.
Anyway, as you were discussing that, I see here in the chat we have two people, Vinny and Flash, both caught into that little mind trap, that little wee mind trap. Saying we should go back to the moon, and they say we are. Well, we aren't.
Yep.
We aren't. Somebody might be, but it ain't you.
I'm not going to the frickin' moon.
It ain't you. It ain't me. The United States. Somebody might go to the moon, but unless you're one of them, you're not part of we.
They got that moon base up there.
The German moon base that from
Nazis
from Iron Sky.
Yeah.
The Chinese actually do have a moon base. It's on the
back. I heard that there is one. It wouldn't surprise me.
No, they do. It's on the dark side of the moon.
Yeah.
And they're growing crops up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Chinese are way ahead in that situation compared to the U.S. What else do you got to say about status mind traps, Moose?
Don't get in one. If you're in one, get the fuck out of it.
Okay.
I don't know. It's the same thing I've been saying for years, Graham.
All right.
You got to do your own research. You got to think for yourself. You can't trust these people. It's just, what more proof do people need? I don't know. You know, no one, who do you know that loves to pay taxes? Loves to have taxes taken out of their check? Do you know anybody that loves that?
I don't know, but I would imagine there probably are some.
People always bitch about that. They always bitch about the price of gas. They bitch about, but yet you trust them to give you this shot that they push through. They don't know the long-term, or they haven't told us the long-term effects of it for a virus that's, what, 98, they have said is, what, 98% survivable?
99.8.
Okay, 99.8. You know, it makes no sense at all. And the mask thing.
Well, you know, it kind of reminds me a little bit, people taking this vaccine to I think it was Angelina Jolie, right? She didn't have breast cancer, but she decided to cut off her breasts.
Because she had that BRCA gene, or BRCA,
yeah,
or whatever it is.
Just in case I might ever get breast cancer.
That's the truth. No, Graham, that was a real... Her mother actually died when she was in her 40s or something. Very young. I mean, her mother died from it. I'm not going to freaking... I mean, women are doing that are trans. They're having mastectomies because they don't want breasts anymore, dude. So as far as when it comes to your body, that's fine. You know, I understand Angelina Jolie's take on it.
Well, I've broken.
You know, go ahead.
I've broken this one arm a couple times in my life,
mm-hmm.
And I don't want to break it again. So I'm going to go ahead and chop it off.
No, that's not the same thing.
I know it's not.
But what you're going to say, what I was going to say is. She gave other people the idea to do it too, but maybe it was for, you know, I don't know. But I'm just saying I understand why she did that.
Right.
So.
No, I mean, I know that she had her reasons and believed it, but the way it came across when she said it, mm-hmm. it was pretty much like saying all women should just have their breasts cut off.
It was a while ago now, but. And I'd have to go back and look and see exactly what she said, but I don't think that was her for every woman to get a mastectomy. No, I don't think that was her meaning. I would hope not anyway.
Yeah, that's the way it came across, or at least that's the way it was reported.
See? There you go.
So,
The media likes to do that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
They like to, they're controlled. Mainstream media is controlled basically by the government because their company, whoever owns them, tells them what to say, and they follow the government's agenda.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So, you know.
They're all on the script, and we've seen it, you know, Operation Mockingbird and all that. You can say whatever you want, Vinny. You could say dick or penis or VD or whatever works for you, dude. Oh man. So anyway, what I'd just like to say to the mm-hmm. people out there, whether you're a supporter of some government policies, and just look at those policies. Look at the people they're actually damaging, rather than saying, "Oh well, this benefits me in some way, So it doesn't matter who it damages, or I don't really want it to damage anybody else, but overall it's a good thing. It's for the greater good. It's people being forced to do things. If you want
right.
to, you know, go out and personally benefit these people that are, why should you have a bunch of hired thugs do this? How is that a good thing? How is, you know, having people come around with guns and causing, you know, damage to people, whether it's to directly killing them, throwing them in a cage for a period of time, stealing some of their money or their property. These are government policies. That's what government policies and acts do. I hesitate to call them laws, although they are commonly called laws, because they're not laws, they're codes. And if you're saying, well, I like, okay, this politician here, because he says this and this that I like. What about everything else he says? Do you like all that? Does that give you any kind of
yeah.
pause to say, all right, well, he's for my things A, B, and C. And, you know, I don't agree with him on D, E, and F, but I can put up with those as long as I get A, B, and C, which, of course, he's not going to do, because what they promise as they're out there trying to get you to vote for them is not what they're going to do if they actually become elected.
Right.
So just put a little bit of that into your mind and understand that we don't need them. We don't need government. Government needs us. They're the ones that require us. Not only our money, but our loyalty. And they want that loyalty. And at this point in time, they're not even asking for the loyalty. They're demanding that you provide it. And if you don't provide
yep.
it, they're going to call you a domestic terrorist or a crazy person. Or like Circle and I talked about, the ODD. You have
yep.
the ODD, the Oppositional Defiant Disorder. Which, of course, once you have that, once you are considered ODD, that means you are mentally ill, which means you are limited in certain areas of what you can and can't do. For example, no more guns for you. You're a crazy person. You don't believe in the authority blindly.
Oh, but they don't want anyone to have guns anymore.
Well,
right?
I know, but that's a great way to do it. A great foot in the door. And if you do want guns, see, since they don't want you to have guns and you want guns, then you obviously have ODD. You're obviously mentally ill. Therefore, you don't get guns because you're mentally ill.
And they want you to ostracize people if they speak out against it, if, you know, they want you to tattle on these people or something. They want to have people ridicule people that aren't going along with their agenda.
Right.
And it causes problems with friends and family.
Absolutely. And total yep. strangers as well. As you
right.
see, you know, you see people, I don't know, if they walk into a store somewhere and they're not wearing a face diaper, then people jump all over them.
I got a story about that.
All right, hit it. Throw it. Get it.
All right. I haven't been wearing a mask for a while now. Going to stores, going to Walmart twice now. More people didn't have a mask on than the first time 2 weeks ago or whatever. Anyway, I go into the Quick Trip, and there's two ATMs there, and they're right next to each other. And this girl, college-age girl, walks up to the first one, and she starts, you know, was going to put her card in. And I walk in, and they're right by the door where you walk in.
Right.
I walk in the door, I go to the one next to hers, you know,
right.
and I'm not wearing a mask. She is, though.
Okay.
And she says to her friend, she's like, oh, I'll have to come back later and use this. And I thought, you know, I'm like, I'm thinking, you bitch. Like, you have a mask on, so why are you worried about me? If your mask freaking works, you should have no problem with me not having one on, right?
Right.
I was just like, that was the first time that's happened. But she didn't say anything directly to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But It was because I was standing too close and I didn't have a mask on. I'm sure that was the reason.
Probably.
You know, but she's a college-age kid. Most college kids, sorry, boys, but... But most college kids, I would say, these days,
mm-hmm.
are liberal.
Sure.
They lean that way. Okay, maybe you got your thumbs that don't give a shit about politics. I really didn't give a shit about politics when I was in college age, when I was in my 20s.
Right.
You know, I didn't really give a shit. But the ones that are involved at that age, most of them are left-leaning because most of the colleges are liberal nude.
Right.
And they're helping, the education system is helping to push this cancel culture and push all these agendas through.
Oh, yeah.
And that they've been teaching our kids so they'll continue to do the same things, right?
Exactly.
I mean, for another thing, okay, so the George Floyd thing happened last May. So the ones that the college kids weren't in classes then.
Right.
So a lot of them just didn't work. They just went and protested with Black Lives Matter or whatever, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
And for a movement that is called Black Lives Matter, why are most of the people out there protesting white? Why are they white?
They had the time.
Where's more of the black? I mean, come on. You mean to tell me there's not, you know what I mean?
Right. No, I understand to a degree. I mean, I don't like racism. Nobody really, you know.
I don't either. I'm not. Yeah.
Most good thinking people do not like racism. And we understand that, yes.
Right.
The Black Lives Matter. But of course.
Lives do matter. I'm not saying they don't.
But so does every other life. All lives matter, of course. When you started saying all lives matter, that was a problem.
No, if you were white,
yeah,
and you said all lives matter, they said, oh, you're showing your white privilege. And it's like, excuse me?
Right. So anyway, but I think a lot of people were out there truly thinking that we've got to stop this systemic racism. And watch.
Cops are bad. Pigs are freaking bad, dude. We could have done a show on Freakers and had the same topic every week, and that would have been police brutality.
Right.
Fucking cop pigs suck, dude.
Absolutely.
I don't like them. I don't want to deal with them.
And they do tend to go after black people far more than they do.
They do. They racial profile. That is true.
As a percentage.
Yes.
Probably not as an overall number because there's a lot more white people.
I don't know what the numbers are. I don't think about it.
I'm pretty sure what I've read recently is 18% is black, and another 13% are Hispanic, Mexican, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever the portion of Asians is even smaller, like 4-6%. But it's still a majority white. Of course, that's changing. The demographics are changing as white people tend to have less children. So eventually it'll become where the whites are no longer in the minority. I mean, in the majority, at least not on a whole if you grouped all of the minorities together.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, you know, probably the Hispanics will tend to have the most children by statistical numbers, anyway. So, anyway, I don't know even how we got down this road. But,
I don't know. Who knows?
not really part of the topic.
No, not really.
other than the fact that the state loves categorizing and classifying people into groups.
And they use race to keep people divided, and that's a mind trap, too.
Right. Race,
yep.
Gender, age, social class,
yep.
Rich versus poor, whatever. Anything.
Religion.
Right. Anything they can put into a collectivist bucket, they do. So.
Right. And yep.
Oh, all right, we're gonna wrap it up there. Sorry about the weird,
right.
Kind of a weird ending because we were in the middle of stuff, but.
Yeah.
I'm done. Yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Tomorrow, don't forget, tomorrow, Vincent Easley with American Dissonance at 1 p.m. Eastern, in which I will be a guest on his program covering the topic of anarchy.
All right.
What do I know about that? and then on Saturday's Redneck Dentist at 5 p.m. Eastern. So check him out and check the schedule over there on reallibertymedia.com or rlmradio.xyz for all the rest of the shows that come up throughout the week. And again, if you want to do a show, let me know.
Okay. All right. Email Grimner and
we'll talk about it.
Go from there.
Yep. So that's it. Have a great evening, night, whatever, day, we're depending on where you are. What else?
I don't know.
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think so.
Peace.
Peace.